Hey, hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at where culture meets strategy meets tactics. I'm a fan of Peter Drucker. If you haven't read Peter Drucker, you should. You definitely should. Primarily on management, right? Primarily on leadership. He's got a great book on entrepreneurship and challenges for the 21st century. And he's well known for both his turn of phrase and for his well-reasoned thinking on how to align the modern organization. One of the phrases that he's known for, and you hear this quite often, is that culture eats strategy for lunch. Eats it. Done. And it's led many people, myself included, to focus pretty heavily on the culture. But tip for you, don't forget the strategy. And this is where I think things can get kind of murky. Where is a tactic? Where is the strategy, and where is the culture component? So let's take a tactic. We need to deploy data loss prevention. We need to deploy data loss prevention. Tactically, it's the project plan to get that in place. What are the steps to procure the technology, to deploy the technology, to operationalize the technology, etc. All right, now, Strategically, you need to think along several lines, such as, what does this position me to do in relation to my peers? Is there anything that DLP will allow me to do to get back to the organization, to strengthen bonds with other teammates, etc., etc.? So, for example, perhaps DLP allows you to organize, optimize, and improve a business process. So you can give that information to a business unit, thereby cementing the relationship. So strategically, people. Strategically, what does this allow me to do next? You hear me say a lot that every control simply makes a better criminal. When we're playing chess, we make a move knowing that the opponent is going to make a counter move. Similarly, strategically, we need to think, okay, if we do data protection, where is that going to move my attacker? It'll probably move my attacker to try and get the data where it's not protected, try to get it out quicker, those types of things. So we start thinking along those lines. And third, internally, in terms of where we're trying to take the program, where does it position me? Now that we got DLP in place, what does that information allow me to do to build a better case for improving the organization? So for example, we see that there's a lot of information being leaked out, and now we can make a case for a good awareness program. So, culturally, now what do we do? How does this impact the culture? A good cultural feedback loop is needed. Cultural is important, and why Drucker says it eats strategy for lunch is because in the traditional way of thinking of strategy, it was all military alignment, right? Tell you what to do, and you tell someone else to do, and everyone moves as a unit. Great for military, terrible for the modern organization, especially for a group of hackers or security folks. You need the collective brain power of everyone, which is why you need to have a culture that aligns people around core values and consistent behaviors. So what you do now, perhaps, is with this DLP, you get good metrics of what those behaviors are, and you communicate those to the people, and you create new behaviors, and you create a nice feedback loop to allow people to have awareness of what the right security behaviors are and align themselves that way, right? To basically volunteer to be in your program to make the place a more secure area. So that's how you move from something tactical, make it strategic, and then embed it in the culture. Tactical is the thing you do. Strategy is the thing it allows you to do next, or allows your opponent to do next. And culture is the way that allows everybody around you to either get on board or, worse yet, push back on the security program. That's it. Have a good one.